a lot of pain, nothing serious, I said, but pain.
You look cool. Okay. Continuing in Melach of Tzad. So today we're going to talk about Seda by domesticated animals. Say, for example, you know, like, I know sometimes you go to somebody's house and they have a dog and not everyone is happy, so they'll just leave them in the basement and shut the door. So is there Seda with a domesticated animal?
Beaver gadol.
What?
In the basement, it's a beaver gadol, no?
Right, but the beaver gadol is still also midrabon. Right, a beaver gadol. So is there, what's the story with, you know, domesticated the pets and things like that, that you want to confine on Shabbos? Is there...
For example, people have pet birds and they open the cage to feed them.
Right, then they close it. Right. So the Mishnah has Ein Sadim Dogim in Beitza on page on Daf Chav Gimel on the days. Ein Sadim Dogim min ha Bibrim Biyontif. So if you have a lake of sort of that you're taking the fish there, so that's an Issur Tzeda, fine. And we'll tell them chayev of min ha Bibrim, but no such thing as Zorzhu, we'll call it Bibrim Shodim. Zach Klal, call a Mechusa Tzeda Osur, v'shein a Mechusa Tzeda is Mutter. So we've discussed this before. Anything that's mechusar tzeda, meaning that it's, right now it's not nitzar, and you're making it nitzar, so then it would be osur. So the Gemara, here on the bottom here, on the second page of Adalav and Amr Aleph, the second line, Zach Lach HaMechusar, Hechidam Mechusar Tzeda, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Sheomer Havei Metzuda Unetzudenu. Right, Mechusar Tzeda means that you say, well, let's get a trap and we'll catch this thing because it's Mechusar Tzeda. So Amar Rabbi V'Havozim V'Tarnegolim Sheomer Havei Metzuda Unetzudenu. Yeah. Page 2. On the fourth wide line. Hamar Rabbi V'Avozim V'Tarnegolim Sh'omim Havei Metzuda Unetzudenu V'Tanya Tzad Avozim V'Tarnegolim. Here there's Potter. So why? Why is it Potter? Chara, you need a Metzuda to... So the Gemara says the Yisod. Hamar Rabba V'Rafuna M'Shmu Halalu Bo'im L'Chluvon La'erif. V'Halalu Ein Bo'im L'Chluvon La'erif. Does anything that comes back, you know, they know where their home is. They're domesticated. So they know where their home is. So even though right now they're not home, or they're, and you trap it on Shabbos or Yontif, whatever, that's not going to be an Issur Tzeda. Because they're still what? They're still part of you. So even though now they're not home, but they know every night they come home. So they're Mekusher. So therefore, the Gemara says, at least midoraisa, there's no Issur Tzeda on something that's domesticated.
If it has a habitual kloof that it goes.
Right, and as a right.
If we have domestic, I don't know, people have cats and things like this.
That don't necessarily have a
Malcolm Yochad.
Yeah. So yeah, we're going to talk about that. I mean, if it's mechusar tzeda, means the current state, it's not nitzod. So if you're going to tzad it, that's the isser tzeda.
But if it's aser, it doesn't say chayav. Is it aser
d'rabanan? Well, of course, maybe Yontif is different. Yeah. So that could be maybe because of Yontif, maybe. Well, okay, so that's the first yisod we learned here tonight. The first yisod we learned that if something that's chozer l'kluvam ba'erev, there's at least no yisod seidim in a Torah. That's one thing. The shaila is therefore it's mutar l'gamrei, or it's still an yisod rabbon, right? So,
it's already tzad by itself, so then how could it be even an issue of one? There's no tzad by it. That's what they're saying. You know?
No, but say you still.
Since it's going to come back at night to the cage anyway, so there's no Indian of tzad here.
Right, but is that.
Also drop on
why?
Still. There's no tzad.
No, maybe only Migdoraisa there's no tzad. Maybe still an issue of Rabban. Because Lamaisa, obviously we're talking about a case where you still have to sort it, right? Because if it's sitting there like a little shapsula and not running around, then there's nothing to talk about. The little shapsula that comes to me and is very behaving, so there's not, Hachamai Skinan, that it's not coming to me so readily. I have to trap it. But it's still lemaisa comes back. We'll see the different gradations. But if you look in the Rush on page 3, so he says, the first arrow says, Ufiza also lots of beyond the Vavozim Taragon, Holkim Bukhotzer, Ain't all on this Horim Bazet. So the first day it says that Taket's a Nisa Drabon. And the Oilim is not Nisa. Ubali Iter Kosov, the Potter Davozim, the Targol Potter Umutter Kalmar. But the Bali Iter says no. That anything that's domesticated, there's no, like you said, there's no Isa Tzeda. Sai Midaraisa, Sai Midrabon. So that's a very fundamental discussion here. How far do we go with the, with the p'tur of tzeda when it's chozer l'kluvim be'erev, do we say that's mutar l'gamrei? Say I have a pet that knows where it's yada shor koneu b'chamor evus ba'olav. He knows his master. But still, it's not exactly. You still have to sometimes bring it home, Now, so that's a machlokes whether to trap a domesticated animal that basically comes back every night is it mutar l'gamrei or is it an iser drabanan? So now look. Yeah. Right. We'll see if there's a difference or not. So now take a look in the Yerushalmi. There is a Yerushalmi here, page 5. So it says, Amar of the last two lines where the bracket is. Amar of Yosef, Hada Amra Shor Shemorad Hatzado B'Shavis Chayef. See, he talks before Chayv of Shabrasuso, Tzodim Potter. Omel of Shabrasuso Odom. In other words, you have a Chayv of Shabrasuso, but now this is the Madrega of Shor Shemorad. In other words, it's rebellious. It's not coming home. And so then, it's sort of, according to many, this becomes an Issa Daraisa. because even though it was living by you, and it was, but one day it decides to rebel, and it's not you know, even though I think they point out from Rav Yaakov Emden thought maybe that's also only in the Siddur Rabbanan, but the simple pshat is Shor Shemorad Hatzado B'Shabes Chayef.
Usually they're very kind, you know, gentle. They come when you call them, but right. They're not mobile. They're big enough, you can't really force them.
Right. But, yeah.
But this notion of Tamiba, does it apply to the species as a whole, or to a specific animal?
Specific animal. Specific animal. Bashes. It's a specific animal. So again, if it comes back every night, so then we some machlokes whether now it's mutar lagamrei or is it still an issur rabbanan. But if it's morad, that's a different madrega. The rebellious ox. So if you saw that, then you chayev. But say for example the Gemara here has. Page 6 here. Tanigola Shabarcha. Dochen Osa Achetikonis. It's not Morad. It's Morad, it went away. But if you just give it a little nudge, you'll get it home. So if it's Barcha, the nudge is not going to help, as I point out. So he says, Tanigol Shabarcha, Dochen Osa Ashetikonis. Because it's a, you know, domesticated, it's Chozer Lekulvon. So let's look how this brought in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber writes, Chaya v'ov shebushuso mutal atzudim v'hu shalom merdu. Avon he mordim also l'tofsam afil b'chotze im b'chotze gadol sheim lo gidlo b'mreyodav hayotzor tzvichim atzuda. So chaya v'ov shebushuso, meaning you say you have a big backyard and they're basically you're live by you in the big backyard. But you want to get it, you want to confine it. So then you could mamish do tzeda to it, take a trap or whatever. You know, it's a biber gadol. But basically it's not running away from the property, it's staying within the property. But within the property it still has to be confined for whatever reason you want to confine it. So then the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're allowed to do that. Mutar legamrei. But if hey mardim, but if it's like a shor shemarad, also tafsan afil b'chotze b'chotze gadol shim lo gidlo be'mineyadam hayotzricha mitzuda. So it means it's big enough that you would need a mitzuda to track it down. So then Mardu is a separate category. But if you look in the Ramah, he says differently. Says the Ramah, V'yesh omrim d'osur lotzud chaya v'ov shebershuso. He says you're not allowed to do that. And this is the Rabbanah. Like the 2 days we saw previously in the Rishon. Then a part of a source for culture can shah chaya for ov shemardu im tzodon chaya of katas. V'chein ikar. Then he says chosel, a cat, what? Dina kishah chaya v'osel tovshel v'shabas. So he's saying what? That in other words, the question is, in other words, he's saying this in Issei D'Rabbanan by Chayev Of, but would he say that the Issei D'Rabbanan doesn't apply to, say, a behema? Because that's what he's saying, that Kosol is Dina Kishar Chaya. Why does he have to say that? It's much more that he's learning that it's specific categories. But that's Shemardu. In other words, Mardu.
Is always Mardu, no? Cats don't.
I don't know.
They're famous for not taking directions.
Is that? He's saying, or is he saying that Mardu can apply to anything? Mardu can apply to anything, and then it would be Chayv Chatas. But in other words, but the other ones that are not Mardu, but still you have to capture them. So it's seemingly that someone learned that, that he's saying that only by Chayev Of. Because the Issei D'Rabbanan maybe is only by Chayev Of, but maybe say a para that wasn't Mard. He doesn't speak about a para Shalom Marad. That he doesn't speak about. He speaks, in other words, what about a behema Shalom Marad Shibrishuso? He doesn't talk about that. Weisdois is not sure that that's maybe Mutal Lagamri. In his only by Chayev Of, that's Shibrishuso. But a behema Shibrishuso, maybe he would agree that would be Mutal Lagamri. Because then he didn't have to say, because it was totally toloi on the particular animal you asked versus the species, then he doesn't have to say Chosol Dina Kishar Chaya. He should just say, well, it depends on what your chosol is like. It's not sure that he has to fit it into categories. You know, so somewhere. Now, if you look at the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, on page 8, he says, Hatzad Svi Zokain Ochiger Ochola Ochoton Potter. Okay, but then he says, Hatzad Chai V'Of Shibrishuso, going to Vosim Tarnagolim, Yoni Aliyah Potter. So the simple shot is usually potter is potter of a losser. Now there is a tshuva. Last week we saw the tshuva of the Masses Binyamin. Here's another tshuva of the Masses Binyamin. But he speaks about yeah. Let's see what he says here. He has a couple of points here that we should look into. Yeah, so he speaks about, you know, the discussion of Potter Valosa and Potter Vamutter. Right, he quotes that Machlovis. And then he says like this. Yeah, he says on the bottom of page 11. We call Malcolm Nira, last paragraph, the left side. The Avozim at Hadagolon should revise the Yotzim Nabai, so Messiah Shalo Yovdu. Right? After Fisha also the Tzud, we call Malcolm Dokhin or something like this, the Vice, the Malcolm Pseido, Lo Gozru Lutchososon. The Tzeil Klachayatu. So he says that's the Pshat. That is, that he holds it still in Isid Rabbanim. So you do it, Kalachayad. And then that matters the Drabon. And then he quotes that Gemara, Tarnagol Shabarcha, Dokinos Ashatikones. And he says, the Kolzel Lomari El Bavazim Vatargon to the Dale of Vais, Boim Kulu Erev. So then it's only in Isid Rabbon. Bavazim Vatargon to the Mordin, because the Lefamim Kone Adam and Ashuk, a Vazim Tanagol of Adam, who Gulu Babayis. Say, for example, you buy a new animal, and it's not yet acclimated to come home at night. So then, if we're dealing with the early stages of your relationship with this particular Chayv Oaf, that's called Mordin. And therefore, if you still have to, on Shabbos, it's not really acclimated yet to come home, that can be an Issa D'Oraisa. Avozim v'targol, it's a mordim, because shalafamim kone odim en ashok, avozim v'targol, v'adayin lohur gulu b'bayis. U'kshaborchim en abayis, hei mordim, enam nochim litbos osom, kam lo boim lo kluvim l'erv, hani vade asurim l'tchosom. So then, because then it's a D'Oraisa. The whole idea that you can be docha is if it's only at say the Rabbanan, so it's basically acclimated, but you know, a little bit, and sometimes it needs a little coaxing. But if it's in the initial stages that it's not really acclimated and you want to bring it home, then it's an Issa D'Oraisa. And that's the Yerushalmi. Hada Omra Shor Shemorad Chayev Chatas Amo Shor Sheben Tarbus. There's even a shore. It's a b'nei tarbus, cultured shore. But if he's morad, he chayiv chatas. And the chiddush is that even though basically, you know, he's only morad because he's not acclimated yet, and you bought him. So in the initial stages, those first shabbosim, you could violate an Issa D'Oraisa.
So someone who has like a puppy.
Yeah.
He shouldn't take him outside on Shabbos?
You mean a puppy that he just bought, a newly bought?
Yeah, he just bought a puppy.
And so, and he's not chosen.
He has to take him out to do his business, he has to take him for a walk.
Right.
So what does he do?
So you're saying he's not in Purgle yet?
He doesn't know. So the first week he got the puppy. But if he left the puppy there and didn't walk with him, the puppy probably wouldn't come home.
Right. So he's saying that could be in this Sod D'Oraisa. Chayv Skilo.
Sod is only shayach if it's loose. Right. If you take it out with a leash in the first place.
You mean
you let it run?
Yeah. You mean if you always.
If you take him out with a leash, in this case. Right? The new puppy, you got to pat it on a leash anyway, right? Whether they're carrying a leash and shot is a whole separate parsha, but
there's an error. There's an error.
Yeah, assuming there's an error. But then, so in the stomach, there's nothing.
He's saying, in other words,
he needs it the whole time.
Just keep holding on to it. Okay. That's a good svar. I think that's a good svar.
I don't even have it.
We're going to talk about Kalev. Yeah.
Kalev, a minhag asur.
Yeah. Whenever I ask Rabbi Bari Shailas about dogs, he wouldn't answer. Because he's not gorish that a frum yid should have a dog, so he won't.
That's his line?
Yeah.
Well, who's this Masas
Binyamin? Masas Binyamin is from the Achronim, the early Achronim. You want to check on your phone? Yeah.
There's no last name.
Yeah, well, that's why he's probably pretty early. You want to check for his phone? Yeah. We're going to talk about we'll get to the dogs shortly. So that's the so that's his work. That if it was, and it's interesting they point out that the Mishnah Brura, Gutman points out in his Hakdama to the Sefer on Shabbos in the third volume. So he gives you a whole Musa Shmuz about how people don't know Hilchos Shabbos. You know, because like you said, you could learn Daf Yomi and still not know how to make tea on Shabbos. So he gives examples of things that people do wrong on Shabbos. So if you look on page 19, he says like this. Here, first down. Danish lo chal also b'shem prada. Ba'ez in nuchalom v'lozo merdei v'shem shabbichol prata. Va'itza yutza. He says the only way you're going to keep Shabbos is if you learn Hilchos Shabbos. Lachzal atomik deshed ha'osuv ha'mutad timolochi afil im yilma kol inyanim ha'musorim from zarzim shmir Shabbos. You can learn all the Muslim svarim to tell you have to keep Shabbos, but the bottom line is you have to know what you're supposed to do and not do. Karelom lo yoylo k'dixiv medrash mishle das chokhma u'musa. P'yesh b'yadol shalom chokhma hu yochol omod musa. Right? In other words, you can learn Hakavada Di'im Hu Toa Be'ikar Ha'inyan Shechoshev Shehiza B'chal Isser Mayo Elohim Musa. Musa is telling you to keep Shabbos, but you don't know what it is to keep Shabbos because you didn't know Chilchos Shabbos. So it's not enough that you learn Musa to keep Shabbos, but if you don't have the Chachma, B'zachavachanam B'nyoneinu Mechoshev Al Eze Dova Shehiza B'chal Malacha O Shavos Lo Yorav O Shav Musa. So what's the example he gives? Hadimyan go shakarlo hefsid pisum shemardu behemosov ubarchulam b'shabbos. Because he had a, they became rebellious over Shabbos. Oh, that's one example that they don't know the din of shor shemarad. And the other example he gives, avazav etanago shakana zem mechadash, newly acquired. In other words, you can violate Seder Daraisa if you're going to, grab onto them. And he says, because if it's a Daraisa, then you can't even get a guy to do it. If it would be only Shaila V'Darabanan, like basically, they're not Morad and the Chozul Kluvon. So, worst case scenario, according to Ramot and the Rabbanon, so then you can get a goy. The shus. The Mokum Hefsik. You know, lose the animal. But the newly acquired Tarnagozul Vavozim.
So, if it's an issue.
But as Ginsburg pointed out, if you have the leash, so then he's right that it was constantly nitzel. So then it wouldn't be an issa.
If it's an issa deraisa, then let's say you have a puppy and a big dog starts chasing it. You can't open your gate and let it inside and close the gate to protect it from the big dog.
What does the big dog want to
kill it? Oh. And you're trying to save it, but it's an issa deraisa to trap it.
Because it's not a. I mean, because it's a newly acquired.
Yeah.
You can transcome away from the other dog.
But doesn't matter. It's a deraisa, though.
He's saying, your kavanah is just to save it. You know. So.
Otherwise, you pick it up.
No. Okay. Okay. In other words, we're going to have a couple of shiurim about psik reishi by tzeda. It's not so, you know. So that's the question. In other words, if you close the door for some other reason, and the mice say you trapped it, but that wasn't your kavanah or your only kavanah or your ikar kavanah, that's a whole discussion. Then,
yeah, You're saying the clear case where it was his kavanah. No, causing it to protect, to separate the two animals.
Right. The mice, now you trapped it.
We keep the animal out.
Yeah, no, you got the other one in.
So it's interesting that when he's talking about his Musa Shmuz on Hilchos Shabbos, so one of the prime examples he gives is people don't know the din of Marad, and people don't know the din of newly acquired. That not newly acquired thing, that's the Masas Binyan. That's probably where he got it from the Masas Binyan. You see where...
Yeah, the Masas Binyan, it says here, is the is Slonik.
Well, yes,
Binyamin Aaron ben Avram, 1550 to 1619. And he studied, he was born in Grodno. He studied under Nathan Nathan Spiro. He was a rabbi in Silesia. And he was the protege of Rav Meir of Lublin. Claims to have been in Russia as a youth. Says the...
Well, is that the Magal Amukos?
I'm not sure. Lublin is there.
It says...
He learned. By
he learned. He studied under Shlomo Luria of the Marashal.
Marashal.
Moshe the Rama, and Shlomo ben Leibish of Lublin, who he calls the second Marashal.
But what about Moshe Nata? Did you say Moshe Nata Spira?
Yeah. It. Yeah. It says that he. Right in his youth, he studied there in his youth under. Nasan Nasa Spiro.
Is that the Magal Amukos? Look it up. Is that the Magal Amukos? Magal Amukos is a very chashuv sefer.
It says that he authored the following words: the Masa Binyamin in Krakow, 1633, the Seder Mitzvahs Nashim Ein Shochen.
The Masa Binyamin is a famous, but look up Nasan. The Magal Amukos, is that the same author of Nasan Natas? Magal Amukos, he wrote a sefer on Chumash, but he wrote a second sefer. Just on Parshas Veschana. It's a Gevaldige Sefer. Just on Parshas Veschana. So I take it out.
Drush?
Yeah, Drush, Kabbalistic Drush. They have a new print.
Yeah, he's the author of the Magal Amukos.
Yeah.
He lived at Nasan Nata Shpiro, 1585 to 1633.
Yeah.
He was a Polish rabbi and Kabbalist, and he had an important role in spreading the Rav Yitzchak Luria's teachings throughout Poland. He was the author of Magal Amukos, and he was a student of Rav Meir of Lublin.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he was an early person. He's so they talk about on page 20 in the Rambam. So this Rambam is in the discussion of Kelayim. Mating different species. Now this is the tumult now that's going on in Eretz Yisrael.
The Rekel.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do they say? What does your son-in-law say? What do they...
my son-in-laws are smart enough to not get involved.
Right.
The Maslifkin, who actually knows something about chickens, says that it's not Shiloh.
He says
what? As far
what?
As I'm concerned, that's okay.
Oh.
Slifkin, that's
the same
name. That's an Irish Shiloh. It all makes nonsense. There are many different kinds of chickens that they breed for different, purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one more kind of chicken that's, without a question, it's a chicken.
It's a chicken. And the ones, the Ostrom?
It's different. I'm like...
And then they mate...
It's they above mate. My pay grade to get involved in this.
Okay, but there always has to be a hack. Especially in kashrus, is always everything we thought was mutter, is really, it's always something, right? So he discusses here which are behemoths and which are chayas, but gabe mating together. So he says, Echad shor v'chamor v'echad kol shnei minim shechad tome v'echad tor bein behema im behema chazim kevis or chayim chaya chaya. In behema, kelev im ha'ez, or tzvi machazir v'kezer v'hem kol elu mokem in haTorah. So echad shor v'chamor v'echad kol shnei minim shechad tomei v'chator. So shor v'chamor v'echad kol shnei minim shechad tomei v'chator bein behemo im behemo kechazir im keves v'chayim im chayim v'yachmor im apil v'chayim im behemo kekelev im ha'ez. So that's his example of chayim behemo. Is a, so kel, so he's saying that
as well behema, but not vice versa.
So a kelev is a chaya, the Rambam says. That, in other words, when he's giving an example of a chaya in behema, the example is a kelev in an eiz. It mates with an eiz. That's the chaya in behema. So that's shnei minim, and that's kelayim. Kol elu lokim in haTorah. Shachayim b'chlal behemi, so the question is, the discussion, so how does this fit in? So a kelev is a chaya. So now how does this fit into Hilchas?
How do you bring a raya from there? He also brings other qualifications in the beginning. He says, shnei minim, she'echad tamei ve'echad tor. So maybe the reason by kelev and eiz is just because one is tamei and one is tor, and not because of the difference in chay and ben.
Right, but when he's talking about, but he's saying the reason for the kelev and eiz is because it's chay and behema. Because right before when he says chay and behema, and that's right, the example. So if you look here on page 23 in the Sefer Torah of Melachos on page 23, he quotes from the Sefer Tolda Shmuel. He says it's a machlokus in the Mishnah. Pligi sham tanoi in Maseches Kalayim, Parakhes Mishnah Vav. Kelevim hu min chaya or min behema. It's a machlokus, and Rambam's paskening is a chaya. Well, halacha kaim ul kamad omer d'havi min chaya. We're in Rambam. Ken yesh bo tzeidah min haTorah l'kuli alma. So then it's this tzeidah min haTorah, because it's a chaya. As if it's a domesticated, you know, it's your pet. So then it has so then it wouldn't have tzeda in the Torah. That on Sadi the Gabri Balav Bnei Beso min ben Tarbasi. Yosem Yichol Behema. Ve'elucha Nichna Venema Labalav Bechol Habehema Sachayz Ka'akelef. Right? It's the most loyal, It's amazing how many people. I don't know if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that this door, there's more people with, especially you see here on the west side, people with. Yeah, I mean, Washington Heights, we have plenty as well. But I'm just saying, it's amazing how.
The truth is that I think that the chiddush is not that people are doing it more. I think the chiddush was that you had a period of 50 years where they didn't.
Oh, that's the
but
word.
In Europe, everybody had dogs and cats. You needed a cat to keep mice out of the shed, to keep the house from your mice.
Yeah, the
and
dog.
You needed dogs to keep the foxes away from the chickens and the whatever. Everybody had chickens in the backyard. People lived in the
well, that's part of living in a farm. Like a farm.
Not a farm.
Stable, right.
Right,
exactly. People are lonely. That's what they say. People are lonely.
That's the reason for the west side.
it's sad, you know, whatever.
Well, you treat like a child, you know.
Right.
Like a child.
Right. It's a whole. Yeah, it's a whole. Right.
You're pushing a baby carriage and
pushing. Yeah. I don't know. To me, I don't know. Whatever. Not everyone's blessed with children, so whatever. It's just I don't know. It is what it is, but it's just walking in the street. You just see it so often. So he says that a kelev wouldn't have tzeda deraisa. Aval gabi inshi achrin and dina vadek kol chayes da'alma v'chayim lo tzedos afil min haTorah. So he says, gabi you. Your dog, unless it's morad, but once it's acclimated, so then there's no tzedim in the Torah. But l'gabi someone else, it's not l'gabi somebody else. It could be You know, some people they babysit for dogs. Mm-hmm. So gotta be him still to be, it's not acclimated by the babysitter. We had people on our floor, they moved out already, but they used to like have dogs that they would babysit for the dogs. So, you know, that's a lot of, I remember there was a Talmud in the yeshiva came over to me once, and he asked me whether he should. He was newly married. He asked me whether he should get a dog, and I said no. I don't think it's a good thing. You shouldn't get a dog. That's what I told him.
You have to ask Mishael. It's got to be wrong.
And then, like it's two, 3 days later, I'm walking in the street and he has this big dog. So later he came over to me. He says, "I don't want you to think that but I was just watching it for someone else."
So there's a situation where the dog comes and goes. You have it, gets acclimated, and comes with it once in a while, so it knows its way back home. But it's not really.
I'm not a dog psychologist. You know, so I can't tell you the psychology of. They have dog psychologists?
Sure. They have dog hotels now.
Dog hotels, dog psychologists.
If you're eating by someone's house and they have a dog, and they say, close the door, don't let the dog in, the dog's in the other room.
Right.
This is a problem with Seder, or it's already in the house.
So he says that. Well, you mean if you're
they have
so we're saying he's saying it's not a deraisa for the bialim
for a guest who's for an oracle of the bialim who's there, and they have like the baby gates between the rooms, so they keep the little dog in one of the rooms.
Yeah.
And they say put the gate up so the dog doesn't get out.
So it's in the house. It's not running away from the house.
It's in the house, but it's confined to a single room. And you were in the room, and now...
Right, so...
You're leaving the room, and they say, put the gate, you know, close the door to the gate, or...
I mean, they're asking you to do it.
Yeah. Because they don't know.
Do me a favor. Just shut the door.
The last person out of the room. Just close the gate so the dog doesn't get out.
Right. So we say, midaraisa is not a problem. The Shabbos is the Rabbanon... Well, the Issa Drabanan, because it's in its makom, so it's hard to say that it's going to be an Issa Deraisa even Gabe.
Is that a perfect case of Nitzav Omer?
Yes, Nitzav Omer. But I'm saying the case is that if you would have the dog in your house, you would bring your neighbor's dog to you because they're going on vacation. So then there could be a Shiloh of a Deraisa because they're not acclimated. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tries. Mishnah Berurah didn't understand the concept of babysitting for pets, so he. But it's the same Yisod.
The idea of pets, let alone babysitting.
Yeah. But some, it's in its, like you said, it's in its habitat. Shiloh is there an Issa Derabbanan? Is there an Issa Derabbanan like the Ramah? That question would be even for the Balabais. So according to the Beis Yosef, there's no Issa even Midrabbanan. According to the Ramah, there could be an Issa Midrabbanan.
On the West Side, it's very prevalent to have dog walkers. You see like people walking with 2, 3, 4, 5 dogs. They especially...
Yeah.
They drop off the dog. So if it's not even their pooch, their dog, you know, they're just dropping them off and closing the door.
Yeah.
They're working at Shabbos. You have a bigger problem.
Yeah. It's Chag Shabbos.
Yeah.
Oh, so look at the Chazanish. So the Chazanish on page 25. says, what's the din? So this is a fundamental machlokas, mechaber ramah, right? Whether there's an issa d'rabbanan or not. So he wants to say a chiddush. That even according to the ramah, maybe they're kulus. In your chashash say that chresha of shebershuso, if you'll das a machmirin, even according to machmirin, the ramah, it's only an issa d'rabbanan, you'll end the ramah. Yesh lakal lusmo chal das a matirin, sham mibnei tsar balichayim, chashash hefsed. In other words, if it's a question of Tzar Bale Chaim and the Chashash Hefzed, you could be somech on the Matirim. In other words, the 2 days, Mechaber Ramah, so you can be somech on the Mechaber. If you feel that it's going to be a Hefzed. Yeah. So that's a cool from the Chazon Ish, that so the question is, what about if it's not a question of hefsed, it's just a question of bothering guests? Allergies or just some people, not everyone likes to be around dogs. I couldn't, you know, that's not my thing. My mother, growing up in East New York, they had a dog. I remember she told us once the dog was missing. My grandfather, I was going to take off a day of work to go to the whatever to retrieve the dog. You're very emotional, very attached. Interesting. Well, so one last thing. Rav Gutman here claims is machlokes achronim within the Ramah. So again, the Ramah sheet is as an issur d'rabbanan of tzedes chayvo b'rishuso, page 26. So he says that between the Taz and Levush Esrad. So he says that according to the Taz, there's an issur d'rabbanan in a situation where you need tzrichim mitzuda, or even a situation where you can get it without a mitzuda, is still an issur d'rabbanan. But the Levush Esrad and the Prima Gadol, Mishnah Brura, said no. That it's only when you need a mitzuda is an issur d'rabbanan. Well, given the over the chayv over mochum tsar v'katan, then lati le'bechad shichya, gam l'ramah leka klal issur tzeda, af mi divrei sofer. So, because it's only if it's loose enough that you need a mitzuda. But if you get a bechad shichya, you know, then you could. And it could be also that if you lock it in the basement, so that's so, and you can't, basement of course is not chad shichya, right? So that itself was only a drabbanon, and once it's b'shuso, it's only a drabbanon. So same svar we said the prima gadim had by trade drabbanon would be mutter, because according to the Beis Yosef, it's mutter lagamre. According to Ramos, this is a drabbanon, but this is a drabbanon, l'chora is only if you mamish trap it. But if you just say you want to just, people, guests are having, they don't enjoy having dogs, so you just get in the basement, you shut the door. So that's a Biber Gadol, and the Biber Gadol is still also Midr Rabbanan. But this is domesticated, so it would be similar to what we say, like bugs, that it's not Mino Nitzo is an issur d'rabbanan, so we don't, the Prima Gadol would say you don't mitzarif two d'rabbanans, so the same thing would be over here.
That's even l'chumra.
Even?
That's even l'chumra, because min hastam it's not Nitzo at all.
But if it's, say it's in the whole basement, so.
But I'm saying a pet is usually not Nitzo anyway.
will come to you.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right. You mean it will just come to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm in a stump. So even if you're going to say l'chumra, that it's not.
Not, but still you have to.
And it would only be the Rabbanan where you can be bothered.
Okay, so these are very important halachas of the different levels of Bershuso, Mechlochs Mechaber Ramah, Morad, you know, is a Daraisa, and Bershuso Lo Morad is a Mechlochis, whether it's Mutal Gamrei or a Darabanan, and then the Chazanish's thing, that Mechlochim Tsar, Mechlochim Hefzed, you could be Mechel on the Darabanan as well, and then Rav Gutman's Mechlochis here, whether it's only, is the Darabanan only applies to something that needs a mitzuda, or even something that doesn't need a mitzuda, but these are the yesodas. These shayos can come up a lot, and then the Masas Binyamin is that something that's newly purchased is considered like marat, and it's an issa skila. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. That's why you got to be very careful when the newly purchased, whether it's just, you know, it needs a little coaxing, but if it mamish gets the din of marad, then we're talking about the rices. Okay. That's good.